and welcome to Gawler Event Watch. My name's Cody Davies, and there are a lot of events around Gawler. Travel down the road on any given day, and you'll probably encounter some sort of sausage sizzle, or, you know, an event in the park that usually involves a sausage sizzle, or maybe an outdoor cinema which involves a sausage sizzle, because that's the most important part of all events. We were traveling down, myself and Marilyn, and we discovered that the Uniting Church had an event on. It had ponies, it had a bouncy castle, it had a sausage sizzle, so we thought, you know, let's find out a bit more about this. So we talked to Barry, the pastor of the church, and this is the interview we had. My name's Cody, and I'm here at the Uniting Church. They're currently holding an event, so I'm here to talk to the pastor about it. Hello.
How you doing, Cody?
So, what is this event?
Oh, well, this is our annual family fair. So we run two fairs as a church, one just before Easter, which we started this year, and one in the springtime. This is our family fair. And we do it for a couple of reasons. One, we like to invite the community into our space, and to let people know what kind of facilities that we have, and to connect with people in a different way. And of course, we also like to do it to raise funds so we can continue to be a blessing to the community.
Right. So one of the things that I guess the Uniting Church organises is this UCare, right?
UCare is a part of what we do as well. So UCare is our welfare arm, and it's across the road.
Yeah.
Not that your listeners can see that.
Yeah.
But we help the community in need, particularly with food items and with supporting them in times of crisis and with financial counselling. So we're open every weekday between 9:30 and 3, and we have a great team of volunteers that help assist in the community in that way.
So we're having a look around the fair, and we noticed that there's a variety of things around the fair. There's paintings, there's pies and cakes and everything. Where's all this coming from? Who's donating these?
Well, a lot of the stuff that comes from here has either been donated by the church people, so they're part of our congregation. So all the ladies and a few men, only a few, have cooked up a storm, and And they're on the cake stall, all those sorts of things. We have a large craft group that meets here once a fortnight, and some of the ladies from there have put together the craft stall, and so they've donated all those. And then we have books, and a lot of ladies have been, mainly ladies again, have been growing the plants all throughout the year, and we sell the plants as well. So it really comes from within the congregation and them wanting to use their gifts and skills and their passions in that way. Yeah.
I was wondering if you've had an increase in people asking for food since Holden shut down. Is that situation getting worse in Gawler, or is it much the same, steady?
Well, I don't know the exact figures of how much it increased, but we do give away a considerable amount of food during the week. We're supported really well by organisations like Oz Harvest and Second Bite, and they give us a lot of food to give away during the week. But I'm not 100% sure if it's actually growing, but we do give away a lot of food during the week.
All right, and I'm sure people appreciate it. We were outside earlier, and there's little kids in the bouncy castle. There are kids having the pony rides, doing free activities as well, I noticed. They're really having a ball, those kids.
Mm. We like to encourage families and really to make it a family-friendly environment. And so we have those activities to be a blessing to them. And we have a lot of families who are connected in with our church, with our play group and our parents group that we run during the week.
That's good to know that there's a play group here. Mm. Yeah, because, yeah, that's good. I didn't know there was a play group here, yeah. So it's a new one on me. This area that we're sitting in now, does it have a special name?
Uh, We call it the sunroom.
The sunroom, that sounds good.
But it is a beautiful space.
It is.
Glass windows looking out over the river in the distance. It's a very beautiful spot.
Yeah, you've got the iconic Gawler sort of buildings with chimneys and corrugated rusty iron roofs. It's absolutely beautiful, actually. Is that library always there over that way?
Yeah, the library's always there. So. And we try to refresh that. That's right. We try to refresh that as much as we can. But we have one of the ladies of our congregation who's a librarian by trade. She upkeeps it for us, which is great.
Can anyone come in here any time, or is it just open on Sundays, basically?
Oh, we have activities through it during the week. And so usually most days it's open. But usually it's open for a purpose, and if the purpose is not there, it's not. So, for instance, we have Sing Australia use it on a Monday night, and they come in and do some songs. We have a community gym on a Monday night as well. Some boys come and pump iron together. So, yeah, it's open all the way through the week, but usually open for an activity, not just open for general.
Yeah, I understand.
So when is the next one of these events?
The next one will probably be... just before Easter next year. Easter's really early, so the Easter fair we usually hold on Palm Sunday, which is the week before Easter.
Right.
So that's what we'll be looking to do again. We do have some Christmas activities that we come up. So we have a gingerbread making night, which we have over 100 people to, who we come and make gingerbread houses together, which is a lot of fun. Basically, if anyone wants to hook into the events, we have a Gawler UC Fair page, which talks about, you can like that on Facebook, and that will give you all the updates. And our church has its own Facebook page too, where all the upcoming events is, are communicated. So anybody can like that.
Yeah. Yep. Would you be publicising the making the little houses?
The gingerbread houses?
Yeah.
We publicise that internally to the families of playgroup and stuff, but it will be on our Gawler United Church Facebook page. So if people like that, they'll get all the information and they can choose what they want to hook into and what they don't.
All right. Well, thanks for your time. Hope the event goes well.
Pleasure. Nice to talk to you.